People don't understand how Facebook works, and some of them are dumping it. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Facebook is still trying to convince lawmakers and the public that it's making its business more transparent. But new research suggests the message isn't getting through. We asked some people around Los Angeles what they think.
I think it's a little weird that everyone's view of their homepage is different based on their interests and the ads are different based on their interests. It seems a little Big Brother-esque.
I do try to keep some of the news feeds blocked because they kind of divert you from what you want to do on Facebook.
Everybody that I follow, anything they posted, all their notifications would pop up and I get like thousands of notifications out of nowhere. And I have to individually go into their profile to turn it off. I completely didn't know that was going to happen. And that's one reason why I don't use Facebook.
That was Amanda Koziol, Ernesto Contreras, and Brianna Williams. And they are pretty typical. A new poll from Pew Research Center found that a majority of Americans really don't understand why they see what they see in their newsfeed. Here's Aaron Smith, Associate Director of Research on Internet and Technology Issues at Pew.
A quarter of Facebook users think they have no control over what the newsfeed serves to them. And about two-thirds say that they have not, despite all the tools that Facebook offers to allow people to customize their feeds, have not taken advantage of that to point their feed in one direction or the other.
Although it sounds like maybe the acceptance is not what it used to be, right? Because your corresponding research found that a lot of Facebook users have either adjusted their privacy settings or taken a break from Facebook or deleted it from their phone, of whom I am one. So yeah, are people maybe not as accepting as they used to be?
Yeah, that's a great point. So despite the fact that lots of folks told us that they don't have a good sense of how the newsfeed itself functions, we do see them taking active steps in other ways. So as you alluded to, we asked Facebook users some privacy-related questions, found that about half of them say that they have adjusted their privacy settings on Facebook in the last year. Around 4 in 10 say that they've taken a break from using the site for a period of weeks, and about a quarter have actually deleted the app from their phone. And much like we saw with our questions about the newsfeed, younger users were much more likely to say that they had done things like adjusting their privacy settings or deleting the app entirely. Taking a break is actually something that spans all age groups.
There is also a lot of controversy about whether Facebook in particular suppresses conservative voices or has some sort of political bias. Did you explore that at all in your research?
Interestingly enough, when we looked at Democrats and Republicans, we found no differences in the share of those groups that use Facebook in the first place. And Republicans were no more likely than Democrats to say that they had taken a break from Facebook recently or to say that they had deleted the app off their phones. So despite all of this agitation that we've been hearing for the last several years, it's very interesting that at the level of ordinary users, Democrats and Republicans behave exactly the same ways in all of the questions that we asked about.
Aaron Smith is Associate Director of Research on Internet and Technology Issues at Pew Research Center. Now, the survey did not measure Instagram usage or international Facebook use, both of which are on the rise. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.